All right, welcome, folks. This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon.com, and today I'm joined by a new guest who has some truly fascinating solutions for, I think, the revolution of the healthcare system, because the old system, it's done. It's failed. It's killing people. It's a murder factory. So how do we actually restore people's health? You know, what concepts do we need to talk about? My guest is going to join us here in a second. His name is Christopher Key. He's known as the Vaccine Police. I'm going to warn you, he speaks his mind. So of course he's highly controversial, but we don't want to bore you with boring people. We're going to have a guy like Christopher Key on who might trigger some folks, but so what? Mr. Key, it's an honor to have you on. Thank you for joining me today. Thanks. Welcome to the show.
Welcome. I've been here before, Michael. It's been last time right before I went to jail in January, I was on your show.
Well, I know, but I mean, on this podcast, you haven't been a guest. In this is the daily situation update. So we did a standalone.
Okay.
So yeah, this first time you're on this show. Anyway, I'm sorry if I wasn't clear, but welcome.
Well, hey brother, it's so a pleasure to be here on this new show you guys are doing with the updates. A lot of people out there that don't know who I am. My name is Christopher. Christ is in me, and the establishment can't stand that. And we've been doing amazing things. We've got the keys to unlock the doors that Satan never wanted unlocked. And we do it for God's people, and we do it for God's children. And we do it very, very well, Michael. We did it so well that we were banned by the NFL, the PGA, Major League Baseball, the NCAA. We were part of 4 national championships, 3 Super Bowls. And then nearly 10 years ago, because we were doing God's work, helping God's people and God's children, the government came in, seized everything we own, and shut us down. And we can't practice in our field in the state of Alabama now for 10 years. Because we were doing things God's way. And one of the best products we were using that you know something about now is deer antler velvet, IGF-1. Right. Your listeners out there need to understand that if they want to stay young, if they want to keep their mojo, if they talk to any anti-aging doctor in the country, they will tell them you want to do synthetic HGH, human growth hormone.
Right, which has to be, I think, injected, doesn't it?
Typically? Well, the biggest thing with that, Michael, is number one, it costs about $4,000 a month. It's very, very expensive.
Gee.
Number two, you have to inject it into your subcutaneous fat, okay? And when you do that, your liver transfers into what's called IGF-1, insulin-like growth factor. That's what does everything to rebuild the body, help it regrow, rejuvenate. And Dr. Rick Lentini, he has deer farms in New Zealand, okay? Mm-hmm. Their antlers, these deer, their antlers are the fastest growing substance on planet Earth, Michael. They grow almost an inch a day. And the reason why they grow so fast is because the high concentration of IGF-1 that's on the tip of the antlers.
Huh.
They've been able to freeze dry it out, put into a lipo delivery system that his scientists invented and patented that gives the body 98% absorption. This is unheard of in the supplement industry, 98% absorption. Okay. But more importantly, Michael, they have randomized double-blind placebo studies to prove that if you do the 100,000 nanogram, it increases your IGF-1 levels by 20%. If you do the 200, it increases it by 40%. And if you do the 300, which is what you and I are doing, it increases your IGF-1 levels by 60%. This is giving your body the nutrients it needs so that it can rebuild, regrow, rejuvenate. We used to get all these nutrients from our food because these alkaloids were in the soil and they were transferred from the soil to the food, and we either ate the animals or we ate the plants, okay? But big ag and big pharma has taken all those alkaloids out of the soil, and now our food is dead food now. Mm-hmm. And this is one of the best things in the world that the people out there can do to help their body rebuild, regrow, rejuvenate, because it's all about getting the nutrients in. And right now, people don't know this, but I fasted for 300 days with nothing but juice and my deer antler velvet. And then I went 30 days on nothing but my deer antler velvet.
Whoa.
and I got leaner, got stronger. And, you know, this is something you want to have in your bug out bag. If this food shortage and everything goes the way most of us are expecting it to go.
All right. So Christopher, let me set some context here for folks listening, because I know we have a lot to talk about. I want to ask you about revolution in medicine and many other things, but yes, to start with here, folks, Christopher sent me a sample of his product, IGF-1. I've been taking it for about 2 weeks. The taste is quite pleasant to me. I think it's fine. Some people maybe don't like the taste, but I don't think it's bad at all. And this is not a sponsorship. So Christopher, you and I, we don't have any financial arrangement. There's no affiliate fee. You're not a sponsor, all that stuff, correct?
Correct.
Okay. I just want to be clear to everybody, but I am intrigued by your product. I'm going to use it more long-term and also kind of share results with people. And I think also we live in a world where men are being feminized by the chemicals in plastics, food plastics, as well as, you know, chemicals that are in medications and chemicals that are even in water bottles and things like that. So IGF-1, I mean, it's not testosterone, I'm not saying that, but when men are feminized, they get weak and their hormones get all disrupted. And then IGF is something that men tend to lose as they age. But let me ask you, Christopher, this isn't only for men either, is it?
Mike, we have more women that are taking this product now than we do men.
Because
the women saw how their husbands and boyfriends were reacting and how much better they were feeling, how much more energetic they were feeling, and how they weren't getting sick and whatnot, that they are buying the product and they're the ones that are usually the buyers and they are loving it. And you were talking about testosterone. We do have one of the products, the Deer Antler Velvet, that has Long Jack in it. The regular antler velvet helps improve your IGF-1 levels, but Long Jack is an herb that increases your test levels. And this is also something for women too, because men and women both have IGF-1 and they have testosterone. And because of the poisons in the food, the water, and the air, those levels are basically minute now for most of us. And that's why, you know, our men are a bunch of pansies and whatnot, because they're being poisoned by, like you said, all these estrogen mimickers and all these toxic chemicals that are in everything from the water and the air and the food. And this is why we believe this is one of the best products in the world to help those build up the immune system, get their energy and whatnot back. Let me tell you a quick story on how go ahead.
Yeah, please. But hold on. I want to make sure you talk about why the NFL didn't like you using this product to help athletes recover. And also, you know, the other sports organizations, please make sure you cover that. Also want to give out the website for folks. And again, this is not a sponsorship. We're not compensated anything, but if you want to try this, it's getigf.com, getigf.com. And my only compensation has been an evaluation bottle of this product, which I am thoroughly enjoying at the moment. But go ahead, Christopher, what you were going to say, and then answer the sports question, please.
Well, the product you got, most people doesn't think that one tastes well because that wasn't sweetened with stevia. The one we put out to the public, it has stevia in it, and it tastes fabulous. But you and I, you know, we're real men. We can take it without the stevia. So I wanted to bring that to your listeners' attention. But what I wanted to talk about with Dr. Rick Lentini on why this product came to market is so important to understand this, because this is normally how things like these get brought. Is he had a cousin that had ALS, Michael, and his cousin was sent home to die. And Rick was not going to allow that to happen. So what did Rick do? Rick started doing research. And like all of us have done research, really, you know, quit believing the tell-a-lie vision. If you ask, you will receive, and God will show you the truth. And God gave him a book by Dr. Duarte about IGF-1. And he called Dr. Duarte, got Dr. Duarte to come in from Hawaii and go over this IGF-1 that he had never heard about. And Dr. Rick Lentini had contacts within the New Zealand government. So he went to New Zealand with Dr. Duarte, and they were able to get pure deer antler velvet. And they brought it back into a medical clinic in America, and they injected this deer antler velvet into his cousin's veins. They injected it, okay? And he became a new man, and he was supposed to be sent home to die. He went on to live another 15 years. Okay,
but just before you go, and I just want to say to our audience, we are not, neither you nor I are recommending people inject this, correct?
No, correct.
You're telling some historical story.
At a hospital.
Right.
Under medical
supervision. Okay, I just want to be clear, folks. Don't try to inject this product. No. I just want to be clear.
But under medical supervision, they injected the IGF-1 into his veins. And his cousin said, "Dr. Rick, you've got to take this to the world." Because, I mean, this man was sent home to die. So he began to do all the research. And he was able to get with a scientist that developed the lipo delivery system that's used around the world now, that that they have the patent for that gives the body 98% absorption. And that way you didn't have to inject it. All you have to do is spray it under your tongue, Mike, and hold it for 30 seconds. And it gives your body all these nutrients to rebuild, regrow, and rejuvenate. And that's what the establishment doesn't want you to know about. They don't want you to know there's simple substance like this deer antler velvet that can allow your body, I believe, to rebuild, regrow, and rejuvenate. And it's totally natural. And that's why the NFL came in and banned us, the PGA, Major League Baseball, the NCAA. You know, these athletes were not having to have surgery, some of them. You know, they were recovering from surgery 10 times as fast. And this is all about
from injuries or
from injuries, from surgery. I mean, that it bumped up all the recovery times. Uh-huh. But more importantly, they felt like real men again. You know, the recovery times and the workouts were off the charts. You know, their stamina, their energy levels, their immune system. You know, right now going into winter season, you know, this is one of the best products we believe in the world to build the immune system. Huh. And people don't know about this because they've done everything they can to scrap it from the internet. And because we were on the cover of Sports Illustrated, there's now 1,000 different companies now that sell deer antler velvet. Dr. Rick Lentini has bought, you know, thousands of dollars of those product and had them tested. Yeah. And they contain no deer antler velvet whatsoever.
Really?
So, zero.
Well, that's freaky because I've known about deer antler velvet for probably 15 years. And I had tried some evaluation of a product quite a while ago, but that was the question I always had, which was, how do we know that what is claimed is actually in this bottle? Because go ahead.
We had the lab test to show you exactly the percentage, and it, you know, like the highest strength we have is 300,000 nanograms, and we have the lab work to prove that it has 300,000 nanograms of IGF-1 in the bottle.
So that's okay. So that's 300 micrograms per serving, then. And what is a serving? How big is a serving? It says here 14 drops. Is that right?
Yes, and then that one bottle will last you roughly a month.
So the dose is quite, I mean, in terms of total mass, you're talking 300 micrograms, or as you said, 300,000 nanograms. That's pretty small, but it shows that this is a very potent molecule in the human body. You know, it's not like vitamin C where you need loads and loads of it, or a macro mineral like magnesium where you need grams. You're talking micrograms being affected.
Again, like we said, you know, the randomized double-blind placebo study showed that if you do the 300,000 nanogram, it increases your IGF-1 levels by 60%, Michael. 60%.
Wow. And that's using it once a day?
You do it three times a day, before breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Oh, gosh. Well, I need to up my intake then. I was only doing it once a day. Okay, my bad. okay. All right. Well, you're going to have to send me another bottle because I'm going to go through this thing in no time then.
Now that's roughly a month supply. It'll last you a month.
Okay. All right. Now, so then all the sports organizations that you just mentioned, by the way, they've all gone woke. So like, they don't want men to be real men, I guess. They don't, you know, they don't want the male athletes to be strong and to be men, but they're all about being woke. And so of course, I mean, that their whole philosophy is opposed to what you are talking about here. I'm not surprised at that at all. Just the cultural implications.
Again, this woke has got to stop, and people have to really wake up and realize that we're being poisoned from the water to the air to the food. And the biggest thing we got going on right now, Michael, is this sick care is in the process of falling.
Absolutely.
It is over with. It is done with. People are never going to trust their medical doctors again when all the truth comes out. And that's why we're doing something very different now. Is we're putting together real healthcare. And we've got our first center that opened up in Boynton, Florida. And we don't treat, prevent, or cure anything. We make no claims in any form of the fashion. All we do is have fellowship and frequencies. And the things that are happening, Michael, are something that we've never seen. Are you familiar with Royal Raymond Rife?
Yeah, sure. The Rife machines and all that, frequencies. Yeah.
Well, beautiful. Well, a guy I worked for named Lynn Kinney was one of the guys that bought the original estate of Royal Raymond Rife 33 years ago. He said he had terminal cancer, and he was able to buy the estate, back engineer the beam ray, and he cured himself of terminal cancer. Hmm. And there's a device that we have called the beam ray that's been on the market now for 33 years. There's over 10,000 of the units on the market. We don't sell or market or advertise it. People that want to come try the beam ray or or make donations for the Beam Ray. We have a Beam Ray in Boynton, Florida. But more importantly, have you heard of the energy or the med beds at all?
Sure. I mean, there's been a lot of buzz about med beds, that it's a kind of a suppressed technology that maybe elitists might use, and which is why some of these globalists seem to live forever. But I mean, but it's just been a rumor. I don't have anything solid on it.
Well, these are not the government med beds that regrow limbs that was mentioned in the book, The Body's Electric by Robert Becker. Uh-huh. But we have what's called quantum energy beds. And we have two of them in Boynton, Florida. And what these quantum energy beds do is, at night, how you put your cell phone on the charger to charge it up. The human body is the same way. You got to give it the energy that it needs to heal itself from any and all things. And through Tesla technology and Rife technology, you just lie on this bed and it gives your body the energy that I believe it needs to heal itself from any and all things. And then we have sound beds that basically vibrate to open up every single cell in the human body. And we use brain tap. I don't know if you've heard of brain tap before, to balance the left and right hemispheres of the brain. And then we educate people about water with hydrogen water. And then we educate people about air because the air has all the pesticides, the herbicides, the parasites, the viruses. You know, you got to oxygenate your air and get rid of all these things. So we're doing some amazing things in Boynton, Florida. We would love people to come and check out what we're doing, because this is the new real healthcare. And we're opening these clinics up in all 50 states because I believe, Michael, there is no disease. All there is lack of cell-to-cell communication that causes inflammation. And that inflammation has been given many different names. And this is one of the first places in the world to be able to help people without drugs.
People can come in and pay a fee and experience the different modalities, receive treatments, or how does it work?
Again, we do everything by donation. Everything we do is by donation. Uh-huh. This is how we fund the operation. This is how we help put billboards up, support different people out there doing God's work, helping God's children, and get the temple. You know, people can't go preach God's word if they don't take care of their temple. And you've got to take care of your temple, because the mass destruction that's coming from the vaccines is like something we've never seen.
And
my medical team is telling me that if you took the bioweapon, you will be dead in 2 to 5 years. And, you know, the cancers that we're seeing, the Parkinson's, the autism, is like nothing ever been. And we've got to get these modalities out there to help God's people and God's children. And we're doing it in Boynton, Florida. The IGF-1, I think, is one of the best things in the world to give the body the nutrients it needs. But then if some people, go ahead.
I have a question. I want to talk about the deer for a second, because, you know, I care about all living creatures, not just human beings, but also, of course, the animals and so on. So how is this harvested from deer in a humane way? Because I don't know how this is harvested. I mean, it's from their antlers. I understand that. But how do you get the antlers?
Again, the deer are not harmed in any form of the fashion. These deer live and are taken care of better than you and I. They're basically royalty, and they're able to take the antler off of them with no harm whatsoever. So it is a very simple process that we're able to get the IGF. We explain it on the website if people want to go in and get more information, more technical. But no, they're not harmed in any form of the fashion.
Okay, so the antlers or some part of the antler is removed at some point, but then antlers continue to grow quite quickly.
Like I said, they grow almost an inch a day. And, wow, and the reason why they grow so fast is because that high concentration of IGF-1 that's on the tip of the antlers.
Got it. You know, I have goats, and when I first bought these goats when they were quite young, the folks that sold them to me, they had already cut off the goat, I don't know, horns, I guess they are. And I was like, well, hey, why'd you cut those off? And they said, well, you're going to milk these goats, aren't you? I said, yep, I'm going to milk the goats. Mm-hmm. They said, well, you do not want goats with horns if you're down there milking them, because accidents happen if the goat gets spooked by something, you know, a squirrel jumps around the corner or something. And those horns can, be a hazard to the person milking. So in the goat community, at least that I know, they always cut off the horns, and the goats are fine. You know, they just live their lives without the horns, and they still butt heads with each other, by the way. It's just kind of like a flat spot where the horns would have been. So it's actually nicer for each other. You know, goats butt each other all the time. They're into that.
Well, let me talk about a lot of people, as far as the quantum energy beds and whatnot, can't believe this. Okay. They're like, you know, how can you do this with light and frequencies? But you know, as well as I do, Michael, right now, as I'm standing here, there's frequencies from the cell phones, the Wi-Fi that are running all throughout our bodies, and they affect us very, very negatively. But again, if you understand science, for every action, there has to be an equal and opposite reaction. So if there's bad frequencies, guess what? There has to be good ones. And I challenge any of your listeners out there that if they don't believe this, let me send you one of my pain chips. I have a little chip that has no drugs, no chemicals, that you can take this chip, put it anywhere on your body you have pain, and instantaneously the pain will be greatly decreased, if not gone. When I took this to my professors at the University of Alabama, and they did the first randomized double-blind placebo study on this, and they saw through thermography where somebody had shoulder pain, they put the chip on there, and that red heat signature went from red to green. They're like, Christopher, this is just a chip. I mean, how is it doing this? Well, everything is energy. And we've been able to take a hologram and embed frequencies into that hologram from Rife technology and Tesla technology, and then put it on the human body and using acupressure points and resonate those frequencies throughout the body. So just imagine if we can do that with a little chip, what can we do if we're able to put more energy into the body? Just think about that.
Yeah.
And that's what we're able to do. And we have these little chips that you put on the back of your cell phone that you can put on your person, where most of the combine records in the NFL and whatnot were broken, where say somebody could do 225 40 times, they put the chips on and they get 42 to 45 because everything is energy, Michael. Everything is energy. And that's okay. What they're not.
Yeah, but so energy can, like you said, energy can be good or it can be bad. So I'm thinking immediately of FDA approved infrared devices. Like, for example, did you know that the FDA has approved an infrared device for men who are losing their hair that will stimulate their scalp to grow more hair? And that's FDA approved. Of course, for me, I just walk outside because the sunlight does it. but some men who aren't getting sunlight, they buy an infrared device. Did you know that that's an FDA approved device?
I do. And I'm going to lose all your listeners here, but you know, I would go outside too. But what I do every night is I just rub my urine on my head.
Whoa. Oh, what? Well, there's a whole nother podcast. I've got questions.
Well, yeah, again, you've listened to Dr. Group and I talk about this. I mean, urine therapy, Michael, is, we believe, the antidote for those that have taken the bioweapon. And the research is there that if you have myocarditis, blood clots, that it's been completely reversed in 90 days. Do you know that one of the FDA approved drugs, I can't think of the name of it right now, for blood clots, you know what it's derived from, Michael?
Horse urine, maybe?
It's derived from urokinase that comes from urine. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I have heard Dr. Group talking about that before. Yeah. But you're going to just throw that into this podcast. You're going to open all kinds of questions. Now we have to explore some of this now.
Well, we have to, because urine is everything. I've studied urine therapy for 24 years. And when I went public with this, in January, they wrote hit piece after hit piece. They had me on the Jimmy Kimmel show. And you got to ask yourself, Mike, why would they go through that extreme if urine was nothing? It is billions and billions of stem cells. And this temple that God created, any poison that comes into it, Michael, it instantaneously creates antibodies. Okay. And then your liver spins it and then you urinate it out. Do you know how they create anti-venom?
They inject venom into a horse and then the horse generates the antibodies to it, I think.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Same thing. And I wanted to do this, but my family wouldn't let me do this because I know if I were to get bit by a king cobra, instantaneously my body would create the anti-venom and then I could drink it and I would be perfectly fine.
That's a bold claim right there.
Again, I'm not telling anybody to do this, Michael, but I believe in urine therapy so much that if needed be, I would be willing to do that because I know how powerful the temple is. And when Dr. Group told me this, Michael, a light went off. I was like, oh my God, what better way for them to create this incurable vaccine that was going to kill most of the population, for there to be no cure for it, for them to inject it into the temple and for God's temple to create the antibodies. And we just urinate it out. Think about that.
You know, that is interesting. And you're not the first person that I've heard from on this, because someone I interviewed, I don't know, 2 weeks ago or so, was talking about how the body has the knowledge to create the antidote to the poison that it's being exposed to. And then, but sometimes then that antidote has to be, I guess, collected or harvested and then reintroduced back into the body. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm saying, you know, if you look at Dr. Brzezinski and then Dr. Pattar, both of their cures are derived from what?
Well, anti-neoplastins of Dr. Brzezinski, I don't know where that comes from.
Comes from urine.
Really? You're kidding me. Yeah.
No, sir, I'm not.
Really?
Yes.
Huh. Okay, that's interesting.
And Dr. Bernard, where's he getting his stuff from? Pattar, I'm sorry.
Pattar. I don't know.
You did an interview with the other day. He told you he takes the urine and then they pull out the specific things to do what they do. And it's all coming from urine. I mean, they know how valuable urine is. Murine, the stuff for your eyes.
Yeah.
If you take the M off, what do you get, Michael?
Urine.
It's right there in plain sight.
But is that made from urine too? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know if that comes from a derivative, but I know urine therapy for the eyes, for the ears is all amazing. And there's all kind of books out there your listeners can go and look up. If you go to Global Healing Center, Dr. Group has a lot of information there, because this is something that, look, it's free. Okay. A lot of people aren't going to have money here shortly. Okay.
True.
And your urine, again, you may think I'm a crazy nut, but 6 months, 12 months from now, really start looking at urine when you have no solutions, because I've read and seen many things happen for those that took the bioweapon that have had cancer, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, autism. Amazing things happen. And again, I'm not a medical doctor. I would never treat, prevent, or cure anything. I just give people information, and I tell everybody not to believe anything I say, but do what the Lord commands you to do, Michael. And that is test and prove all things, not some things, but all things, because the truth is out there. And this temple is amazing.
Well, there's no doubt the body has incredible wisdom and self-repair capabilities. That's for sure. But doesn't urine also, isn't it one of the vectors to eliminate cellular waste products from the body as well? I mean, if you have, let's say, excess aluminum in your body, a lot of that aluminum is going to come out in the urine, right? I mean, where else?
Again, the liver and the kidneys are the most unbelievable filtration system. And Dr. Group would be able to talk about this better than I. But what I've seen and what I've been told is that it is the golden nectar. And every morning what I do, Michael, I get up and I urinate for 3 seconds. I collect it. And then I take a big drink of it. The rest of it, I put in my refrigerator. And at night before I go to bed, I rub it all over my face, all over my chest, and all over my skin. A lot of people, you can't see me today because we're not doing video, but I believe I have very good skin and very good hair. And it's contributed to the stem cells that are in my urine and that are in your urine. There's billions and billions of stem cells. And people go all across the country to get stem cell therapy. And you have it right there in your urine.
Okay. All right. But definitely a lot of jaws just dropped from what you just said. I mean, I've never heard what you just described of people doing that. And look, I love to talk to you because you've got, you know, definitely controversial, but also intriguing kinds of ideas. So I'm not, you know, shutting you down on this at all. I mean, tell us more. I'm just saying the reaction is going to be, whoa. I think for a lot of people, do you get that reaction from people?
Oh, yeah, of course, Dr. Gru. I mean, Michael, but I don't care. Okay. People have to understand that I know what I know because of my twins. My twins have one of the most rare diseases on the planet called phenylketonuria, where they'll never eat protein the rest of their life.
Really?
And because of their rare disease, Mike, I went down every rabbit hole and I researched and I researched and I researched and I found the truth. You ask and you'll receive. And that's why I would love for you to bring Dr. Group on to really go over this, you know, in depth.
Okay,
he knows all the medical science about this.
I will do that. Yeah.
I challenge you to, because he's the one to talk about this, and it's free, you know, and speaking about free right now, the deer antler velvet that we're doing for all the listeners of your show, that if they buy one bottle, Mike, we give them the second one free.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's a transition from the urine therapy to the IGF, but there you go, folks. Buy one, get one free. The website is getigf.com. Again, not a sponsor. I'm just intrigued by everything that Christopher Key is offering, and I will have Dr. Group on to ask him about this in more detail, because I know he does a lot of educational information about this. And you know what? I agree that we have to have open minds to any possibility. It's just that it's going to take a lot of information in my mind to convince me to do what you were just describing. It's a lot to absorb, I should say.
Well, that's why, you know, you can try it, and that's what I did. You know, I tried it and it was amazing for me, but the people out there that have no hair now, you start putting it on your hair and see, all you can do is call us up and say, it's not real. It's just like my pain chips that I offered for everybody for free. If you got pain in your shoulder, your knee, your elbow, yeah, I will send it to you for free. If you text me your name, address, and email, and all you got to do is for free, put it on your shoulder. Instantaneously, I believe the pain is going to be greatly decreased, if not gone. So wow. What do you have to lose with that? You have absolutely nothing.
There's no risk in doing that. Right. Good point. So if people contact you, you send them a pain chip for free?
I send them the pain and energy chips for free anywhere in the world. So if anybody wants them, and then that way they can see again that what we're doing with these quantum energy beds, what we're doing with the beam ray, what we're doing with the sound beds and our ozonators and our hydrogen water, this stuff is real. And that's how I was able to get into every locker room in the NFL, the PGA, Major League Baseball, because I was able to take this little chip and put it on a Ray Lewis that had shoulder pain, and him look at me like, what did you just do? Are you a witch doctor? I'm like, no, I'm a man of God. I'm a man of God. But their pain just went away, did it not? He's like, holy cow, it did. Because again, the body's amazing. And, you know, we don't need these drugs. We don't need these chemicals. And in some instances, we don't even need these surgeries. You know, but again, it's all about money, Michael. It's all about money and the death and destruction. I can't say that enough, that it's coming for those that have taken this bioweapon. You know, you're going to want to look in to what me and Dr. Group and many other people around the world, Dr. Castone, are doing, because we are giving information that is free and it is helping humanity. And I believe, again, wholeheartedly, that the antidote for those that have taken the bioweapon is urine therapy. And lastly, one of the best things that we have on the getigf1.com is glutathione. You're familiar with glutathione,
right? Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's a supplement that's been under extreme assault by not only the FDA, but also the merchant websites, and Amazon won't even sell it anymore.
Well, we have glutathione and we've infused IGF-1 in it also.
Really?
So now you got the best of both worlds. And I forgot to tell you about that. So I'm going to get you some bottles of that sent out to you also.
Well, that's a very valuable molecule for detoxification.
Detoxing.
Liver again, support. Yeah.
My whole thing is about, if you want to take care of your temples, there's three simple things you got to do. Number one, you got to detox. Number two, you have to make the cells communicate again. And number three, you got to give the body the nutrients it needs to rebuild, recover, rejuvenate. And we cover that with the glutathione, the pain and energy chips, and the quantum energy bed makes the cells communicate. And then the deer antler velvet gives the body the nutrients that it needs to do what God intended it to do, which is repair itself from any and all things. That is my belief.
Okay. Well, we welcome everything that you are opening our eyes to. And I'll tell you what, I will interview Dr. Group about this, about the urine therapy. And I just got to say, look, I'm so glad that you have the courage to voice these things and to do the experiments and to try to educate people, you know, as best we can, because folks, you know, whether Christopher here is exactly 100% on track or not on each thing that he's mentioning, the truth is that the Western medical system is a murder system. You can't do worse than that. You know, I mean, we've got to have revolutionary ideas and try different things and change the modalities here, because pharmaceuticals, vaccines, and surgery and chemotherapy and radiation therapy for cancer tumors, it's a death cult. We've had enough of that. They're killing millions of people around the world right now. So yes, we must talk to people like Christopher Key and explore new modalities and alternatives. And it's going to take a long time to figure out what works best for what people and what conditions and so on, but this is how it begins. So thank you, Christopher, for sharing all this, for having the courage.
Well, brother, thank you so very much. And in closing, anybody that wants to come to Boynton, make an appointment, want my pain and energy chips, you just send me a text at 205 205- 936-9803, or you can go to the website, getigf.com. We're here to help anybody and everybody because they're coming for all of us. But more importantly, Michael, they're coming for our children.
That's
and
true.
Please, if you hear one thing from me, please, God, do not give this bioweapon to your child.
Exactly.
Do not do this because we know, you know, that there's no vaccine that's ever been created. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled this in 2010. All vaccines are unavoidably unsafe. But this vaccine that they're giving to five-month-old children is like something I've never seen, Michael.
Oh, yeah, it's killing kids, and it's harming the ones that survive it. They're being harmed for life. So folks, the website again is getigf.com, and that forwards to your vaccine police website where I see what people can either donate or they can get the IGF supplements and so on and so forth. And I see you're on with Stu Peters quite a lot, which is great. We're all big fans of Stu's work as well. And just, you know, thank you for all that you're doing there, Christopher. And thank you for the sample that you sent me. I'd love a sample of the glutathione as well, because that's a supplement that can definitely benefit people as well. So thank you for everything that you're doing.
Thank you, brother. In closing, make sure you go to our website. We're going to have Plandemic 3, the new documentary that's being released by Mickey Willis. Shortly. And that shows how we've had over 1,000 athletes that are dropping dead and nobody's talking about it.
Oh, yeah, exactly. No, it's every day. Every day I'm reading the news. There's another young athlete. Today it was a 30-year-old WWE female dead. Just boom, heart attack, gone. And of course, we know why.
What I'm waiting for, Michael, is for it to be on NFL Sunday or CBS, you know, game night for one of the athletes to drop dead on the field. That's coming.
It is coming. Absolutely. Sadly, that's coming. Sir. Well, all right. Thank you, Christopher. God bless you. And we'll talk again soon. And in the meantime, I'll talk to Ed Group and find out what he wants to share about all of this as well. Thanks for bringing up all these possibilities.
Yeah, me and Dr. Group was together this past weekend. He had some interesting conversation with some very powerful people in Florida. So you have to get him to talk about that, brother.
Okay, cool. Ed Group is always in some interesting circles of powerful people. He's a good guy. All right. Thank you then, Christopher. Have a great day. God bless.
Love you. God bless. Bye-bye.